Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are...
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Welcome to the Prophetic News Radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio and on Rapture Ready Radio. Welcome to all our new listeners there on Rapture Ready Radio. And don't forget our website, propheticnews.com. We also have a YouTube channel, Susan Puzio. There's some interesting videos there. I'm sure that you'll enjoy those. Also, we have a new book. It's getting ready to come out in the next few weeks. And it will be available on lulu.com. And the name of the book is Seed Faith, Can a Man Bribe God? Now, can you bribe God? Can you make him do whatever you want him to do, especially if you hand him some green stuff? I don't think so. The subtitle is How False Teachers Manipulate and Hypnotize You to Give Offerings. And we here at Prophetic News, we want to help to shut down these ministries by encouraging people not to give their money. When anybody tells you that you have to give money to get God to do something for you, you need to run for your life from that person, stop supporting that person. And just remember that God gives us freely all things if we ask. We don't have to bribe him with money, because we know, maybe some of our new listeners don't know, but we've talked about it many times here. God does not have any money in heaven. He doesn't need money. He didn't need any money when he created the universe. We need money. So when we give, the Christian way for giving is to give out of love, to meet someone else's need, not to meet our needs, but to meet someone else's need. And it is always an act of love. I don't know why that seems to be so revolutionary to some people, but we have a culture of selfishness in the church today where people only do things if they're going to get something back, for the most part. Not everybody does that, but anyway, that's the way people are being taught today, so it is not Christian. And we want to see the real church come forth here in the end time, the church without spot and wrinkle. Amen? So that's our main mission here on this radio broadcast, is to educate, to help you recognize what the true is and what the false is, because there's so many voices out there today. There's voices that they talk about Jesus, they hold the Bible, they quote from the Bible, but yet they deny Christ. Now, let's take, for instance, I'm going to play a clip here in a few minutes of Benny Hinn. Now, Benny Hinn is an interesting character. He's been around for quite a while. And I remember when I went to see Benny Hinn, a ministry that I was associated with for many years, Norval Hayes Ministry. He invited Benny to be one of his speakers at a convention he was having in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. So I'd never seen Benny Hinn before. I'd never heard him. I heard about him, of course. I don't know if this was in the late 1980s or the early 1990s, somewhere around there. So anyway, Benny comes and he gets up on the platform and he says that the animals all the animals used to talk. Well, okay, I'm sitting there. I'm a little well-versed in the scriptures at the time because I was saved in 1981. Even though I was in the Word of Faith movement, I knew a little bit about Genesis, and I don't remember reading in Genesis, or I didn't remember reading in Genesis that the animals all talked. I never saw that. So I'm sitting there scratching my head, and I'm thinking to myself, why? Like, what is this guy talking about? Why is he even here? He said that God, the three persons in the Trinity, all have three personalities, he said. Like, the God the Father has three personalities. The Holy Spirit had three personalities, and Jesus had three personalities. So there was nine personalities, not one God in three persons. No, there were nine personalities. I think he might have repented for that heresy. Of course, we never hear Benny Hinn really repenting. The last time I heard Benny Hinn repenting is when he divorced his wife, Suzanne, who he was married to for many years, and they have four children. And a few years ago, they did get a divorce, which he claims cost, I think he said he had to pay $800,000 just for the attorney's fees to get the divorce, never mind dividing community property. Now, who spends $800,000 on a divorce attorney? And you're supposed to be Christian, so you're supposed to be able to sit down with a mediator and talk things out without having to spend $800,000 on a divorce attorney. And then the most ridiculous fact of this story is that Benny went on to beg his supporters to give him the money, please send me the money for my divorce attorney. And I think some nut did send him the money. Now, can you imagine, who wouldn't want that kind of a gig? Tell me, where you could go on television, and if you have a divorce attorney bill, or you have a mortgage payment, or you need a brand new Mercedes, or you need a $10 million jet, that you just go on television, or you just go on the radio, and you tell people your troubles, and then they make out a check for $800,000. Wow, no wonder he likes his job. So of course, Benny was caught in Rome, Italy, and the story did appear in the National Enquirer. The reason it was in the National Enquirer was because they, I guess they had a private detective, or they had a cameraman, or somebody followed Benny Hinn to Rome, and they caught him walking down the street with Paula White. Now, this was quite a few years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I think, when he had already filed for divorce, but he was not yet divorced, and he already found himself a friend, because they claimed it was a friendship. Now, I don't personally hold hands with my male friends when I walk down the street. I'm not in the habit of doing that. So that was a little questionable, and it was a little bit unreasonable to believe. But anyway, the story was on the front page there of the National Enquirer, and Benny, he claims, and Paula claims, that they were just on a friendly little trip there. He was going to introduce her to some people at the Vatican because they were going to help to fund some art restoration projects, as if the Catholic Church doesn't have enough money to fund their own restoration projects. Why do they need Benny Hinn and Paula White's money to fund their restoration projects? But anyway, that was the reason they were there. So anyway, later on, Benny, he did get back together with his ex-wife Suzanne, and they did get remarried, and that was one time that Benny Hinn actually repented, because he said, oh, he shouldn't have divorced his wife. And of course, we know that Benny's ministry was going in the tank at this time, because he was losing millions of dollars in donations, because most Christians were saying to themselves, wow, I mean, this guy can't even keep his own marriage together. And it was later revealed that his wife, Suzanne, she had been in and out of rehab clinics for prescription drug addiction. And I guess living with Benny must be pretty difficult, because the poor woman had to keep herself drugged up just to live with him. And he claims that he didn't really know about the problem. And now, can you imagine that you live in the house with your husband or your wife, and you see them every day, and you don't know that your husband or wife has a drug problem? I don't know. That doesn't sound like a totally honest statement to me. You would really have to be like deaf, dumb, and blind not to see that your mate is having difficulties. He was so busy traveling all over the world holding his so-called miracle healing crusades that he didn't even notice that his wife was sick. Strange, really. Now, this guy is strange, really. So, anyway, a couple weeks ago, I happened to have on God TV, and I call it On God TV. So that's Wendy Alec and her ex. I don't know if it's her ex-husband now, but her husband at one time was Rory Alec, who ran off. He was the president of the ministry On God TV, and you might have it on your satellite network or your cable station. But anyway, he ran off with some female singer, and he said he didn't want to be in the ministry anymore. And he was supposed to be, he wasn't supposed to be married to Wendy. Now, does this sound like a soap opera? Does this sound like a soap opera to you? These are supposed Christian ministries, okay? Anyway, Rory runs off with this woman. He doesn't want to be in the ministry anymore. And then the woman tells Wendy that they're supposed to be together. They're soulmates. So God made a mistake when Wendy and Rory got married. Now, he wasn't really supposed to be married to Wendy. He's supposed to be married to this other girl, this Carola Kay, the German singer. So anyway, here is God TV, On God TV with Wendy Alec, and this network is well known for bringing people, creepy people like Mike Murdoch on there, and Todd Koontz and Steve Munsey, all the master manipulators of how to get money from your bank account into theirs. They're very good at that. So Wendy, she loves those guys. And she has Benny Hinn on there. And Benny says that, Wendy asks him, she says, well, you know, Benny, you almost died last year. Now, last year, I think it was March, Benny had heart failure. He had congestive heart failure. And when you have congestive heart failure, your heart fails because your lungs fill up with fluid, or you have congestion, which can be caused by, believe it or not, it can be caused by eating too many dairy products. You can get congestion. Some people aren't able to digest dairy products, so they can get congested from that. And anyway, his heart was beating, he said, 268 beats a minute. I'm surprised he didn't have a stroke. That is tremendous, because your heart is only supposed to be about 80 beats a minute. So 268 beats a minute, I'm surprised he survived, I'll tell you. But anyway, he was rushed to the emergency room, and he wound up in intensive care. And they use different medications to bring your heart back. Sometimes they can bring your heart back to beating normally by using the medication. So anyway, they were able to rescue him from the dead, literally, really literally, because when you're in that kind of condition, you're on your way out. But I believe it really was a warning from God. God in his mercy, and God is rich in mercy, He gave Benny Hinn an opportunity to examine himself and to look at his life and to repent of his false teachings and repent of his false gospel that he preaches to people. And I've maintained this myself and on this program that many of these people are not born again. They really are not saved. The Bible says that we will know each other by our fruit, and we're told to judge people's fruit. We're told to judge what they say, and if it doesn't line up with Scripture, then we have to disavow it. We can't believe it. We cannot accept them as brethren. So when Benny Hinn in the past has made some crazy statements, and I'm going to play some of these insane statements that he makes, it was obvious to me that he was not born again. Also, his affiliation with the Pope, when Pope John, and you can go and look, I think there's some videos on YouTube. There's also a picture that I have of him standing, and I remember seeing him on the day that he was at the funeral of Pope John Paul when he passed away. He was up at the Vatican, and he was on CNN. He was standing before St. Peter's, and these words came out of his mouth that day. He said that he was selling a video. His ministry, so-called, had produced a video on the life of Pope John Paul, and he was going to be releasing it. Now, if we were going to produce a video on the life of Pope John Paul, we would have to produce a video about the heresy that they preach, mainly that there is no salvation outside of the Roman Catholic Church, and that you can also buy your way out of purgatory. You can buy masses for the dead. So when after people die, you can actually pray for them to go to heaven, which that's not a Christian doctrine. So if we were going to produce a documentary on the life of Pope John Paul, we would have to produce the real truth, not glorify his life as Benny Hinn did when he produced this video with ministry money from Christian people on the life of this man. It didn't make any sense at all. So he has been many times to the Vatican, and he's had Catholic priests on his television program, and he has promoted Catholicism. So when I heard Benny Hinn make the statement when he was talking to Wendy Alec about his heart failure, and she asked him, well, weren't you afraid? And he said, yeah, he was afraid. Especially he was afraid because he didn't know that if he was going to heaven. Now, I couldn't believe my ears. I said to myself, now this is priceless right here, because most of these false prophets and these false teachers, if you happen to be listening to them, and I tried to track them, I tried to gather the information to especially get the audio of what they're saying, because sometimes it's not enough for me to just repeat it and to say, oh, they said this. But to have the audio is priceless. And the fact that I was sitting there and I was hearing this come out of his own mouth, I said, there you go. They eventually, these people will tell on themselves because they're so full of pride and arrogance and they figure that they have you so duped anyway, because they know that they can con you, especially in the financial realm. So that he didn't mind telling people that he didn't know if he was going to go to heaven if he died. He wasn't sure, he said. And he said, oh, the Bible says that, yes, you have to make your calling and election sure. Well, either we believe that the gospel is true, and we believe in eternal life, and we believe that when we're born again, we're going to heaven. But Benny Hinn doesn't believe that. Benny Hinn doesn't believe that. So that should, in anyone's mind, after you hear him say it, why would anyone want to listen to this man? What does he have? What kind of information would he possibly have for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, except that he's leading many people astray? Let me read a couple of scriptures here. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. John 14:2, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Revelation 21:4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Hebrews 11:16, but now they desire a better country that is in heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Hallelujah. We have that blessed hope. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, apparently Benny Hinn doesn't know that scripture. Otherwise, that foolishness that came out of his mouth there on God TV would not have come out of his mouth, because no one that is truly born again. When I was born again in 1981, I knew it. I knew I was born again. I knew that Jesus was my Lord. I knew I was going to heaven, and you couldn't tell me any different. You could never tell me any differently, because I knew the truth. And when I knew the truth, it made me free. It set me free. And I had no doubt. I have never doubted my faith since then. My search for truth was over, but apparently Mr. Hinn's isn't. So I also, hopefully this audio is going to be good enough for you to hear it, but if you'd like to listen to it again, I did post it on my YouTube channel, and the title of it is Benny Hinn, Not Born Again, and you can go to my YouTube channel, Susan Puzio, and you can hear it there. So here, I'm going to play the audio. You can hear it for yourself.
Can I tell you what the Lord's been doing lately?
Please.
You know that a year ago this month, this is March, yeah. A year ago this month, I almost died.
Yeah.
Which was so sad. And, well, anyway.
Oh, Benny, don't
make me laugh. But it was also plus.
No, please, I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at you.
No, honey, it's okay.
No,
I didn't take care of myself physically.
Oh.
And I had a problem with my heart called AFib. My heart actually is very healthy. They told me I don't even have plaque.
I remember when they took you to hospital. Yes.
Well, I've always struggled with AFib, you know,
for
the heart beats bad and racist. And I just didn't bother taking care of myself.
Yeah.
And what happens with AFib sometimes is your heart starts to beat, you know, really fast. Mine went up to 260.
Wow.
I should have fainted and died.
That's terrible.
No, it went up to 260. Huh?
Frightening.
Yeah. And then what happened to my body, see, the heart is supposed to do this.
Yeah.
Mine was doing this.
Right.
And so...
Were you frightened?
Well...
Honestly?
When I was in the hospital, of course.
Yeah.
But, anyway, so my organs begin to fill up with fluids.
Because
when the heart is doing this, it's not getting oxygen in, and the blood is not really flowing like it should. So you end up filling up with liquid.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that had I been late one day, I would have been dead. My lungs were almost totally full of liquid.
That's unbelievable.
So I couldn't walk from here to that camera because there was no space to breathe. Think about your lungs filling up,
yes.
And you're not able to go, literally, I couldn't walk from here to that camera.
Yes.
So when I was rushed in, my daughter Jessica took charge, thank God. Came, she said, you're going now.
Yeah.
They rushed me to emergency, but the doctor looked at me, he said, you're going now. He did not even check me, that guy. He just looked at me.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget that moment as long as I live. When he grabbed my hand, he's a Filipino, Tianzan, incredible guy, heart specialist. He grabbed my hand, almost wept. He said, I will not let you die. And that's when I realized, oh my God, I'm dying. And I grabbed his hand. I said, please, doctor, don't let me die. His words were exactly, I know who you are. I will not let you die. And he was weeping.
Now, honestly, and I know how close you are to the Lord, but in situations like that, okay, what were you thinking?
I was thinking I'm not going to make heaven. No, I'm being honest, because
no, please, thank you
the
for
Bible
being
says
honest.
Make your election sure.
Yeah?
Well, you know, during that time of my illness, the one thought that was always in my mind is, will I be accepted, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyway, so in the hospital.
But a lot of people might find that shocking, that Benny himself thought that.
Billy Graham thinks that too. He talked about it when he was interviewed by Newsweek. They said, what do you think about Moses? He said, I think about will I make heaven.
Yeah.
Because it says so in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Make your election sure. Don't play games. That's the only thing you got in life. And you'll have no lawyers helping you up there. Because, believe me, when you stand before God, you're by yourself, buddy. And you, no. I want to share with you something. Just I had a dream about this last week.
Yes.
It's going to shake you up.
Yes.
But anyway, in the hospital, I saw the Lord in a dream.
Yeah.
He came in with two men. I don't know who they were. I saw myself running over and bowing before him.
Yeah.
But the Lord saved my life, thank God, and I'm doing better than I've done in years, health-wise.
Yeah.
But what changed also greatly is my spiritual walk. Because I'm going to tell you, I don't care who you are, when you come face to face with death, it'll wake you up real fast. Can I tell you what the Lord's been doing lately?
Now, that's shocking, isn't it? He said, I wasn't sure if I was going to make heaven. Well, obviously, Benny, we already know you're not going to make heaven unless you repent and you're born again. Then you'll know for sure that you're going to make heaven. But the antics of Mr. Benny Hinn, if you ever watch him on television, and I don't recommend it unless you're watching to get information about his false teachings, because mainly his television ministry, and I put that in quotes, it's all about seed faith and give me some money and God will give you some money. That's mainly the so-called gospel that Mr. Hinn preaches. So it wasn't shocking to me really to hear him say he was not born again, because I have long suspected that. Of course, he didn't say that exactly, that he's not born again. He just said that if he died, he was wondering if he would be accepted into heaven. Well, not in the spiritual condition he is in now, he's not going to be accepted. So all these years of Benny Hinn being a pastor and having a evangelistic ministry, what kind of an evangelistic ministry does he have if he can't even tell you that he knows for sure he's going to heaven? When the Bible says that we can have that assurance, we have that hope, we have that blessed hope, and we know that we know where we're going. We know that our sins are forgiven. But Benny Hinn doesn't know that. So what has he been doing all these years? How could anyone pastor a church and preach to people and lead people to the Lord Jesus Christ when you don't believe it yourself? So there it is. There's the evidence. And like I said, you can go to my YouTube channel. I have the audio on there, and it's about a 4-minute audio. So if you want to send it to your friends or anybody that you know that's a Benny Hinn fan and a Benny Hinn defender, there shouldn't be any reason in the world why they would ever want to listen to him again. He's a false prophet. He's a false teacher. And we need to stay away from him. Here's Benny Hinn now. Here's Benny Hinn saying that Adam, remember Adam, Adam and Eve? Here's Benny Hinn saying that Adam could fly.
I don't know whether people even know this, but he was the first superman that really ever lived. First of all, the scriptures declare clearly that he had dominion over the fowls of the air, the fish of the sea, which means he used to fly.
Whoa.
Well, of course, how can you have dominion over the birds and not be able to do what they do?
Whoa.
Actually,
I mean, wait a minute.
I'll prove it to you.
Wait a minute. Danny.
I've never heard that.
The word dominion
in
the Hebrew clearly declares that if you have dominion over a subject, that you do everything that subject does. In other words, that subject, if it does something you cannot do, you don't have dominion over it. I'll prove it further. Adam not only flew, he flew to space. He used to be, he was with one thought, he'd be on the moon.
Oh, dear. I don't know. Has he been watching too many Star Wars, the adventures of Star Wars or what? Yeah, Adam. Oh, yeah, Adam, in an instant, he could go to the moon. Did you ever read that in Genesis? Could anybody show me chapter and verse for that where Adam went to the moon and Adam could fly? Yeah, Adam could fly. Wow. Yeah, he was the first Superman, Benny Hinn says. Oh, really? Wow, he has a vivid imagination, doesn't he? So, I mean, it gets worse. You know, it gets worse. Here's Benny Hinn saying that he'll kill you. Here he is.
God, by name, somebody's attacking me because of something I'm teaching. Let me tell you something, brother. You watch it. Dear God in heaven, I wish I can just... They call it a minister in my foot. You know, I've looked for one verse in the Bible. I just can't seem to find it. One verse that said, if you don't like him, kill him. I really wish I could find it. But don't mention people's names on your radio program and your TV program, thinking you're doing God's service. You're not. You stink, frankly. That's the way I think about it. Sometimes I wish God would give me a Holy Ghost machine gun. I'll blow your head off.
Oh, there you go. Now he said that quite a few years ago, but I don't know what he would want to do to me if he met me. He wants to kill people if they talk about his so-called ministry on their radio programs or whatever. Oh, dear. So that's Benny Hinn, the so-called man of God, Pastor Benny, as he likes to be called. He doesn't pastor a church, but he likes to be called Pastor Benny. Here's another Benny Hinn clip.
God the Father, ladies and gentlemen, is a person, and he is a triune being by himself, separate from the Son and the Holy Ghost. So what did you say?
Hear it.
See, God the Father is a person. God the Son is a person. God the Holy Ghost is a person. But each one of them is a triune being by himself. If I can shock you, and maybe I should, there's nine of them.
What did you say?
Let me explain. God the Father, ladies and gentlemen, is a person with his own personal spirit, with his own personal soul, and his own personal spirit body. You say, I never heard that. Well, you think you're in this church to hear things you heard for the last 50 years?
God has a soul. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. I don't know. Benny, where did you get that from, Benny? Well, I don't think you got it from Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. Here's another Benny Hinn clip.
I'd rather die. Friday, I'm going to go and visit Catherine Kuhlman's tomb. It's close by Amy in Forest Lawn Cemetery. I've been there once already. I felt a terrific anointing when I was there. I trembled when I visited Amy's tomb. I was shaking all over. God's power came all over me. I believe the anointing has lingered over Amy's body. Someone asked me, how is it you can feel the anointing around a tomb? I said, I have no idea, man, but I sure felt it. Adam was a super being when God created him. I don't know whether people even know this, but he was the first superman that really ever lived. First of all, the scriptures declare clearly that he had dominion over the fowls of the air, the fish of the sea, which means he used to fly.
Whoa.
Well, of course, how can he have dominion over the birds and not be able to do what they do?
Whoa.
Now, notice that Benny said that he's been to visit Forest Lawn Cemetery, and that's in California. He's been there, and he's visited Catherine Kuhlman's tomb and Amy Simple McPherson's tomb, and that he actually felt her spirit. The anointing was there at the cemetery. It's still there by Amy's body, he says. Tell me something. Who goes to cemeteries? Who goes to cemeteries? I never go to the cemetery to feel the anointing. I just don't do it. I don't know. Do you do that? Who does that? Weird people do that. Weird people do that. Nobody goes to the cemetery to visit some dead person and goes there to feel their anointing. Nobody does that. Nobody in their right mind. Maybe insane people do that. People that have psychiatric problems, they might do something like that. But normal, Bible-believing Christians, we don't go to cemeteries and visit the graves of dead Christians to feel the anointing. So how do people buy into this guy's ministry? Why is this guy on television? It costs multiple millions of dollars a month for him to be on television. And he has to be taking this kind of money in, otherwise he wouldn't be there. Why has the church or a portion of the church bought into this man's so-called ministry? He's a false teacher. These are his words. These are not my words. I didn't say this. I didn't say he said this. These things are coming right out of his own mouth. And that's why it's very important for us to know those that labor among us, know what they believe. Because if they don't believe what the Bible teaches, then we are to reject that person. Like the scripture says, a heretic after the first and second admonition, reject it. And so forget Benny Hinn. Well, we need to pray for him that he gets saved, because who knows? When you have this kind of heart problem, and once the heart starts beating irregularly like that, it may stay steady for a while, but it's unpredictable. You can put a little bit of stress on yourself, and your heart can start beating rapidly again, even though you're taking medication and that kind of thing. So there's no guarantee for him. And this would be a great opportunity for him to get his life right with God and to repent to the body of Christ for his heresies and for leading people astray, as he has done for many, many years. So I encourage you to study your scriptures, most importantly. And then if there's so much information, there's so many terrific websites really on the internet that have spent time going over the quotes of Benny Hinn. And there's so much information out on him. There was two books that I know that were written about Benny Hinn. One is The Confusing World of Benny Hinn. And you can find that book on Amazon. Now, that was a terrific book because the authors actually go into his life as far as where he was born, and they kind of track his life from his days in Jaffa, Israel. So, and also there's another book that was a very good book written by Yves Brault, and he actually spent time there in Orlando at the Benny Hinn Ministry behind the scenes. So he's got a book called Behind the Scenes, Fake Faith Healers. And in his book, he claims, and I can see where what he was saying is very true, where he claims that Benny Hinn is using the tactics of Mesmer. And you have heard the phrase, oh, he's mesmerized. Well, Mesmer was a hypnotist, and he claims in his book that Benny Hinn uses the tactics of Mesmer. But of course, we played a clip last week of Hinn saying that Jesus was on the platform, and he claimed that at one of his services, and you can go and look at the video, it's on YouTube. And I think if you put in the search there at YouTube, Hinn sees Jesus or whatever, but if I can find the clip, I'll play it for you again here. But he claimed that Jesus came to his service and that Jesus was standing on the platform there. But, of course, only Benny Hinn could see him. Nobody else could see him. And so here is the prime example of Hinn using the power of suggestion, because he tells people that Jesus is there and he's standing on the platform, and he tells people where the spot is. He points to the spot, and he has people going up to the spot, and many people can't even get that far because they fall down in the presence of God. But it is the power of suggestion that he's using. And that is a form of hypnosis where you suggest something to people. Now, I don't like to watch hypnotists. I don't spend time looking at their techniques. But just some things that I do know is that they use finger snapping, and they're able to put people into hypnotic trances easily. People that are open to suggestions. So you can imagine that. Here's people thinking that Jesus is there. Now, most Christians are open to that. Oh, yeah, we want to see Jesus, and Jesus is standing on this platform, and we need something from Jesus. And so they're already open to that. And in this video, you see these well-dressed pastors following Benny Hinn's command and going to this spot where Jesus is supposedly standing. I think this is the clip. Let me play it for you.
Something is going to happen now to prove to the people that he's on the platform. I'm going to walk and stand over there, and the Son of God is going to come and stand right here. I'm going to invite him to come and stand right here. And one by one, you're going to come and he's going to touch you. Back up a little bit. Back up a little bit. And just a little more, because when the presence comes, you're not able to stand right here. Shh, shh, shh. Nobody clapping. Nobody moving. Blessed Redeemer, I give the service to you now. Take it from my hand. and show these pastors that I have nothing to do with this. This is your service. Quickly. Aaron, go over there, please. I'll leave it over side. Quickly, gentlemen. You're going to move very fast. If he has to jump over those chairs, I don't care. He will not share the platform with anyone else. Get off the platform. Lisa, stay on the platform. Ron, stay on the platform.
You know, he has a high opinion of himself, doesn't he? He says Jesus is standing there on the platform, and he says he will not share the platform with anyone else. Oh, please. Well, it's unbelievable, isn't it? It's unbelievable, but it's one of the things that is really unbelievable is how Christians accept these people. They see people on television, and they're on these so-called Christian networks, which they're not Christian. If they're not really preaching the gospel and they're conning people out of their money, that's not Christian. No, that's not Christian. I even heard there was an interview that was I was listening to the other night with what was his name? Marty Engels. Marty Engels, and he's married to this actress Shirley. Oh, I can't remember her last name, but anyway, he's interviewing an evangelist, and he says to the evangelist, you know, I watch that Christian television, and I see people telling them that if they give God money, he's going to heal them, and he's going to pay their bills, and he was laughing hysterically. He thought it was hysterical, and that's the kind of thing that they're presenting to the world. And this is the kind of thing that Benny Hinn is presenting to the world, yet people are supporting it. Because if people would stop sending him money, he would go away. He'd have to get another job, okay? He would have to get another job. Maybe he would actually come out and be a magician. He would actually probably come out and start a psychic network. He would actually come out as who he really is, instead of pretending to be a Christian, reading a Bible, and having a so-called ministry. So people need to stop sending this guy money, because he'll go away. There won't be anything else for him to do as far as being on television, because there's no free television time unless you're on YouTube or you're on your local cable access network. Those things you can get on for free. But he's not going to be able to afford to be on TBN or Daystar or all the networks that he's on if people stop giving him money. He'll just have to come out of the so-called closet, the psychic closet, for who he really is, a psychic false prophet who's into witchcraft, that uses hypnotism and witchcraft to manipulate people to get what he wants. And those audios are absolutely the proof of who Benny Hinn really is. And there's many, many more audios out there. There's many more quotes of his that people have posted throughout the years of many of the discernment ministries have been posting for many years. The quotes of Benny Hinn before we really had the internet to put up the audio. So the information is out there. And let's recognize who's real and who's false and turn away from these guys. But I just have a little bit of time left today. I'm going to just play a quick clip of Billy Graham, and then maybe next week or the week after I can kind of center my whole program around him, because I find some of the things that Billy Graham has done very, very disturbing in the last few years. Of course, we know with his affiliation with the Catholic Church, which is very disturbing. And I found an interesting video on YouTube. It's an interview with Dave Hunt And you can see it if you go to YouTube and put in Dave Hunt and Billy Graham. And Dave Hunt did an excellent job on his expose of Billy Graham. I think he was one part that I found very, very interesting was there's a Bible atlas or a Bible dictionary of some sort. I can't remember it right now, but and he said that in this it's an historical account, especially of some of the many Christian groups at the time of the Inquisition, which were wiped off the map by the Catholic Church. These Bible-believing Christians were murdered by the Catholic Church, and it was documented in this Bible Atlas or Bible Encyclopedia. But when Billy Graham was doing his crusades, and he would always invite the Catholics to his crusades, and he would tell the Catholic priests not to worry, because even if they came up for the altar call and they got saved, he wouldn't send them. He would send them back to the Catholic Church. And this is one thing he did. He promised them that he would send them back there. And so also, when he was distributing this Bible Encyclopedia or Bible Atlas, he took out the references to the Inquisition and the references to the fact that the Catholic Church murdered all these Bible-believing Christians in the past. He would not leave those passages in this book to distribute to the Catholics at his crusades. Now, that is very disturbing, because for many years we know that the Catholic Church denied the Inquisition. They denied that it existed. And why would a Bible-believing Christian want to cover up that fact just to do a crusade? So, and also, and I did see this personally. I was looking for the audio today, and I wasn't able to find it. But I saw Billy Graham on Larry King one time. And here's Larry King. Of course, we know that he's Jewish. He's married to a Mormon. And he's searching, he's looking for Jesus Christ, and here he has Billy Graham on his program, who's supposedly one of the greatest evangelists of all time. And he asks him, Billy, do you know for sure that when you die you're going to heaven? And these words came out of Billy Graham's mouth. He said, well, I don't know if I'm going. I thought to myself, you don't know if you're going? Billy Graham, you don't know if you're going? And you heard Benny Hinn say that in that clip, that there was an interview he did with a magazine, and I'll go back and I'll look for that for the next program, where Billy Graham says that he doesn't know. But here's one of the most shocking quotes from Billy Graham when he's being interviewed by Robert Schuller. And you can also see that video on YouTube. But he says, everybody, people can go to heaven whether they know the name of Jesus or not.
Christianity. Well, Christianity and being a true believer, you know, I think there's the body of Christ, which comes from all the Christian groups around the world, or outside the Christian groups. I think everybody that loves Christ or knows Christ, whether they're conscious of it or not, they're members of the body of Christ. And I don't think that we're going to see a great sweeping revival that will turn the whole world to Christ at any time. I think James answered that, Apostle James, in the first council in Jerusalem, when he said that God's purpose for this age is to call out a people for his name. And that's what God is doing today. He's calling people out of the world for his name, whether they come from the Muslim world or the Buddhist world or the Christian world or the non-believing world. They are members of the body of Christ because they've been called by God. They may not even know the name of Jesus, but they know in their heart that they need something that they don't have, and they turn to the only light that they have. And I think that they are saved and that they're going to be with us in heaven. fantastic. I'm so thrilled to hear you say that. There's a wideness in God's mercy.
You heard it come right out of his own mouth. He says that they could still get to heaven whether they know Jesus or not. They might not know the name of Jesus, but they could still get there. And then Robert Schubert says, oh, it's so wonderful to hear that you're saying there's a wideness in God. No, narrow is the way. Narrow is the way. There's no wideness in God. Narrow is the way. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Revelation 20:15 says, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the fire. Matthew 10:28, and fear them not which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both body and soul in hell. Either we believe we are born again, or we don't believe it. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's also scripture that says you can't have the Father without the Son. So there's no salvation for people just because they've never heard the name of Jesus. Most people in this world, very few people in this world have not heard the name of Jesus. With the advent of computers and television, that's very, very rare. But we need to call into question also some of these. And Billy Graham made a crazy statement too. Larry King asked him if there's marriage in heaven, if there's going to be sex in heaven. And Billy Graham said, well, maybe so. What's he talking about? I don't know. Did this man lose his mind or what? When the Bible specifically says there is no marriage in heaven. That one was hard to take. It was really hard to take. But like I said, I'll get these audios together for next week or the week after, and I'll try to do a whole program on Graham, and I'll let you hear it for yourself. But the information is available on YouTube, too, if you want to go and listen to Billy Graham in the flesh. You'll be shocked, really, at some of the things that come out of his mouth. But anyway, that's the program for today. I want to thank everybody in the chat room. Thank you, everyone, for stopping by. All my listeners, thank you for your emails. Don't forget, if you have a question or a tip, whatever you want to talk about, I will keep it confidential. Susan@propheticnews.com. That is my email address. Please email me. I love to get your emails. And remember, the most important thing today is to give your life to Jesus Christ. Yes, you can have the assurance of heaven. You can know that your sins are forgiven. Repent today. Ask the Lord to forgive you of all your sins. Ask Jesus Christ into your life. He will change your life forever. Believe that he was born of a virgin, that he died on the cross, that he rose from the dead, and he ascended into heaven. And he sits at the right hand of the Father. And he is coming again. And he is a merciful Savior who can forgive you of all your sins and give you a brand new life today. We know, for us that have experienced the new birth, we know it's true. And nobody can take it away from us. And we are glad this day that we know that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Anyway, thank you, everybody. God bless you. Bye-bye.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.